Let's see how Joe Concha interprets all of this. Joe's a columnist for Mediaite. He hosts the Daily Wrap weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV, and he joins us once again on our guest line, Joe Concha.
New Jersey.
No kidding. We're all a little bleary-eyed today, and kind of it's just weird. Are we geeks because this is such a big Super Bowl kind of event for us? I mean, my gosh, it's only September.
Well, it didn't need to be 3 hours where by the time we were done with our post-debate coverage, I didn't get home until after 2 a.m., you know, the movie Titanic runs about 3 hours. This thing ran about the same. And it's all about money, right? I mean, it was two, and then CNN decided to go three because the ad buys were, and this is just a theory, but it's probably a pretty good hypothesis, the ad buys were just so robust that Jeff Zucker decided, hey, you know what, maybe I can make a couple more bucks on this. He's a businessman. You can't blame the guy, but you got to admire those candidates who are up there, not only in dress shoes, but heels in Fiorina's case. And be able to stand there for 3 hours, boy,
and without no porta potty in sight.
Without a porta potty in sight. Indeed.
I mean, I got to thinking about that, you know, and I'm not. I don't mean to be graphic here, but I don't know if I'd be able to stand up there all that long without having a break. But you know, they did have commercial breaks. Do you think any of them ran to the bathroom?
Well, the commercials are very short, if you noticed.
I know.
There may be two or three, and I know me, I probably could have pulled it off if I got to use the one on the plane, because it's right there.
That's right. Or definitely make a stop right before you go out on the stage, because there's no margin for error there, Joe.
Yeah, I think Ted Cruz had the biggest advantage, because and Rand Paul, for that matter, because they've done filibusters, and they've had to, you know, endure that sort of stage, so to speak.
Right.
We're standing and not actually relieving yourself. So I don't know how we actually got to this point in the conversation, but I'll take full responsibility.
It's always my fault, Joe. Listen, all I know is, I know there's been criticism of the length of the debate last night. As a proud employee of the radio company that partnered with CNN, I just thought it was spectacular. The longer, the better. I hope the next debate will be 5 to 6 hours. Kudos to all the executives and all the people who made those decisions to make this thing a long debate, because we got to learn a lot about marijuana smoking. There were some areas there that kind of veered off the rails a little bit, but it was kind of an endearing moment when Jeb Bush admitted to have smoking marijuana 40 years ago, and his mom didn't probably like him admitting that publicly. It was kind of a neat moment, didn't you think?
Sure. I mean, that's all great. I just think when you have this many debates in the entire season, I think 2 hours is fine. After when you get to the third hour, maybe after a while you're not paying as much attention as you did in the first. And I don't know. Look, it happened. That's fine. Let's get back to your original point, which was Fiorina's response. And you're exactly right. That was ad-lib based on what Trump was saying to Jeb Bush earlier,
right,
about how he heard very clearly what he said about Bush's stance on, on women's issues, at least funding women's issues. And then Fiorina took that and played Trump's words back at him. So it wasn't one of those scripted kind of moments like we saw with Lloyd Benson and Dan Quayle. You could see that coming from
yeah.
a mile away. This was something that shows just how nimble and how quick-witted and just how devastating Carly Fiorina can be on a debate stage.
It's fascinating, the dynamic of who decides who wins, who loses, who's objective, who's subjective. Nobody knows social media better than you folks at Mediaite. So if you pulled up Drudge today, you see that Donald Trump overwhelmingly won the debate. And so it gets me to thinking about the way these polls are conducted that are online samplings. Seems to me that, you know, if you like Donald Trump, you're going to dig in for Donald Trump. I don't know that he changed a lot of minds one way or another last night. Did he, Joe?
I think, Mike, that Donald Trump has the most loyal base, and I think they're the most fervent and the most passionate because they stand by Trump no matter what gaffe he may have. Attack veterans in the form of John McCain. Actually, his poll numbers go up. Attack Megyn Kelly, poll numbers go up. Attack Carly Fiorina, poll numbers go up. So that's all well and good. But I think Fiorina has the most to gain from last night. I think it's easily her night by I actually wrote a column that's going to go up on Media very shortly. It says Carly Fiorina owns Marathon CNN debate, now best bet to win the presidency, because I don't see I would actually kill to see her on stage with Hillary Clinton, because it wouldn't even be fair. It would be Tyson Spinks. It would be over 90 seconds.
I mean, would that be one of the most brilliant examples of substance over style that you'd ever see in your life, to see Carly Fiorina debate Hillary Clinton on stage. I mean, my gosh. And not to put down the other candidates who shared that stage with Carly Fiorina, but two strong women, supposedly side by side, you're right, that would look like, you know, Freddy Krueger paying a visit, you know, in Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I mean, the claws would be out.
But Carly Fiorina would be the benevolent Freddy Krueger who would, I think, leave Hillary in shreds. I mean, she goes right after Hillary Clinton about lying about Benghazi, lying about the email server. She pulls no punches. She's not diplomatic when it comes to the transgressions of Mrs. Clinton. I'm with you. I'd kill you to watch Carly Fiorina and Hillary Clinton debate. Just you, though. I wouldn't go any further than that. So, you know.
Thank you. You would enjoy that, wouldn't you?
No, yeah. I wouldn't. A few months ago, I would have, but not now. No, you're back in my good graces. Joe Concha with us from Mediaite. Let's talk a little bit about the social media role in all of this, Joe. It's a different era, isn't it? It's just a different world where we're tweeting and we're periscoping and we're Facebooking and we're looking at all the live stuff online as we're participating in it by either watching it on TV or listening to the radio. Does it change the dynamic in terms of what people are learning about the candidates to have all these layers of activity during the debate? Or do you yearn for the time when we put our feet back up on the ottoman and watched, you know, John Kennedy put makeup on and Richard Nixon sweat?
Yeah, well, what happened during that debate? Nixon won the radio debate, but Kennedy won the TV side.
Exactly.
There is something profoundly entertaining and just utterly fun, for lack of a better word, than watching something like a debate or an award show or even a Super Bowl and then looking at the reactions on Twitter, because you see some pretty hilarious stuff and poignant stuff, and just you get a feeling of where of how America's thinking when they absorb something like when they watched this debate last night. And it seemed like Fiorina and Trump were the only two names that you saw. I think Christie, you know, did pretty well for himself. I actually thought that he was dead in the water going into this, and he's kind of got a Jackie Gleason, you know, thing going on, which is he's funny. Yeah, right. I thought you were saying, hold on. Yeah, to the moon.
One of these days.
Still, I don't see where he can go. I don't see where the support kind of comes from. But I think Carly won the night. I think John Kasich, who I've praised since January, is somebody I think should be the nominee. I don't feel the electricity around him like I do Fiorina. But boy, if you combine that ticket, a Fiorina Kasich kind of deal, I don't see how any Democratic ticket, particularly one with Hillary Clinton on it, who's a horrible candidate, Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, Joe Biden is the only threat to the Republican Party right now as far as not taking back the White House if a Fiorina got the nomination, and we don't even know if he's going to run. So it's great theater. It's the greatest theater I can remember of any presidential campaign, and we're still 400 days away, which is remarkable. But the popcorn can never stop, because
you better believe
every
it.
Day is something fun.
And also back to social media for a moment, there was a big moment last night when Ann Coulter reacted to the candidates talking about their support of Israel. And one of her tweets said literally, how many effing Jews do these people think there are in the United States, unquote. Now, she later explained that there's only 400 characters. She was trying to put it in context. She wasn't saying anything derogatory about Jews. But once again, we see the Twitterverse explode and social media react very strongly to something that a provocative person like Ann says online. Man, before I send a tweet out, I stare at it. I double check it. I triple check it, because things can go bad real quick with a tweet, can't they?
Yeah, I wrote about this several times for Mediaite, where I've talked about how if you employ Ann Coulter, and Ann Coulter's a free agent, people think that she's a Fox contributor. She's not. She does that on purpose so she could go on as many different platforms as possible. All right. That said, she doesn't have an editor. And people that are on Twitter that are employees of, say, a Fox or of an MSNBC or CNN or any publication for that matter, there is no filter, there is no editor, yet they could be speaking on behalf of whoever they're representing. And we see it every week. Every week somebody's saying or doing something stupid on Twitter, and then they have to apologize for it. They have to backtrack it afterwards. If I were – let's say I ran Fox. I would tell every contributor and any person that's on the air, if you screw up on Twitter, one, you're getting suspended in some capacity. Two, then we're taking the account away. Three, then you're getting fired because you're representing this entity with every thought that you have to share with the world. And no one understands that it's a megaphone. And we saw that with that girl from that public relations firm who said, going to Africa, I'm white, hope I don't get AIDS.
Right,
and by
right.
the time she landed on her flight to Africa, she was fired.
She didn't realize
that that thing went viral and a million people.
Her phone exploded and it goes, I mean, anything's capable of going viral. But, you know, Anne, as you said, is her brand. She's the brand. She's her own entity. I don't know that Anne does things with, I mean, she has to know as well as anybody. She's got a gazillion followers. On Twitter, she knows what can happen with Twitter. I just wonder how that plays a role in sort of filtering what people say, what they're expressing. Your advice, Joe Concha, is spot on. I think every media organization needs to have a very strict policy. You better be careful, and you better choose your words carefully, because we're not going to spend the next 3 weeks having to apologize for something that you wrote.
Yep, and there are no policies, and there is no editor that's sitting by somebody at home when they're tweeting. So
you mean with Anne?
I don't do it very often, quite frankly. I think it's the most overrated thing you can do. Like, hey, I'm going to be on the Mike Gallagher show in 10 minutes. Yeah, people are going to drop everything they're doing so they can.
I'm having eggs. I'm having some sausage today with my eggs, and I have a large orange juice. I mean, it is of course a real narcissistic. But then we get all consumed with it and obsessed with it. I'm all annoyed because I can't even get verified on Twitter. Now, you know, that's how petty I become. I'm writing them like the little match girl out in the cold tapping on the window saying, can you please give me a blue check mark? I swear I have a radio show and I'm a Fox News contributor. No, you do not meet our guidelines. So then, of course, my sick mind, I'm convinced that they don't like me because I'm a conservative. You get into this whole thing with Twitter and the intimacy of it, and then you're right, the utter nonsense of it. It isn't really all that big a deal, is it?
No, it's not. And you're lucky. I don't know if
you know anybody who can help get me to. Do you know anybody who can help get me verified over there? Listen to me.
I have no idea how that works. When people do, they're genuinely excited, like their first kid was born.
And it means nothing. Nothing else happens. It's not like I get a check or anything. I'm not going to get a toaster in the mail if I get verified. But I've got listeners will say to me, hey, Mike, why aren't you verified? Oh, I don't know. I want to be. Joe Concha's verified. Why can't I be verified?
I'm not verified, believe me.
You're not? I'll bet you are.
No, there's a fake me, though. See, I'm at Joe Concha TV on Twitter.
Right.
Because somebody took at Joe Concha very early on in my TV thing. So now this fake me sends out all these ridiculous tweets. And then when people see me on the air, they follow fake me instead of real me. That's why I can't get my Twitter followers up. So I've just given up on all
But by the way, Joe, that's why you're supposed to be verified, because of people who, you know, dopes who put up a fake account. So you're right. You're not verified. How about that? That's strange.
Go figure. It's a whole bowl of wrong, as they say in my.
Well, and what's wrong is me obsessing about it like the sap that I am, and the shallow, petty person I am. That I'm not. I don't have a blue check mark behind my name, and other people do. So I'm just like my wife used to say, I'm just a little man, Joe Concha. But you're not. You keep doing great work at Mediaite, and I'm glad you could stop by and verifiably tell us what you thought about the debate last night.
I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Good luck with that verification.
Yeah, please. I'm just ruined my day, you know? We'll see what happens. Joe, keep it up. Joe Concha, Mediaite, Newsmax TV.